Hello, my name is Rachel Baker and I work for the West of England P&I Club. I'm a claims handler and I currently work in our Hong Kong office. I've worked for the West of England for I think over 10 years now, and I actually started off in our accounting department in London. After being there for around a year, I was slowly coming to the realisation that accounting was possibly not the career I wanted to continue pursuing. I was, though, aware that I found the P&I industry interesting and I was keen to learn more about it. Thankfully, through a brief conversation with our COO one day, I was offered the chance to move across into the claims department. After about a year in the role, I think they brought in the P&I qualification, and I did jump at the chance to take it. It seemed the best thing to do in order to learn more and to hopefully further my career. I certainly found it quite challenging. There's an awful lot of information, however, after I think about 3.5 years, I only did one module every 6 months. I did pass them all, and I got my P&I qualification, and I was very, very happy and quite proud that I'd managed to complete it. Since moving to our Hong Kong office, I've had the chance to mentor or assist another colleague of mine over here. She has worked as a PA for our managing director for many, many years. And she chose to do it simply out of interest because she wanted to learn more about the industry and about the aspects of it that she knew nothing about. I was very interested to see the new format of the exams, which are now online and seem much more user-friendly than the written exams that I took. My colleague passed every exam with flying colours, but she's also extremely happy that she's done it, and it's enabled her to take on an additional role. She's now doing some work as an underwriting assistant, which she very much enjoys. For me, shortly after my P&I qualification, I was offered the chance to move across here to Hong Kong. I firmly believe that I would not have had that opportunity had I not completed the P&I qualification. Since moving here, I've been able to start doing some FDD work alongside the P&I work, and I'm very close now to completing a part-time law degree. So for me personally, the P&I qualification has worked incredibly well. It's been a huge bonus in furthering my career. I would certainly recommend it to other people, whether you're just interested to see what it involves or you think you need it to further your own career. If you have a bit of spare time, it's worthwhile just taking the first module and seeing how you feel after that. It's such a fascinating subject, and there's so much to learn. I would heartily recommend it to anyone. Thank you very much.